Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Kevin, and I'm joined by Awa today. We are both teachers at LSAT Demon, which you can find at lsatdemon.com. Today's discussion stems from a question from Anonymous about some LSAT addenda. So what did Anonymous ask?
Yep, so the email reads, "Hello, Ben and Nathan." We are not Ben and Nathan, but we're gonna do our best to be substitutes here. In a recent podcast, Dean Z from Michigan Law said she would expect an addendum to explain taking the LSAT five times. Hoping my final 176 would speak for itself, trust me, it does.
Yes.
I initially planned to forego writing an addendum in an attempt to avoid drawing negative attention. Would you recommend writing an addendum to explain multiple LSAT attempts for all of my law school applications? And I was wondering if demon teachers Ala and Kevin, that's us,
hi,
who had such successful cycles, attached addendums in their applications explaining multiple attempts. Thank you from Anonymous. So maybe we should kick things off by talking about what an LSAT addendum is for those of you that don't know. So an LSAT addendum is essentially just, it's a supplemental part of your application. It's just a file that you would attach to your LSAC application to that school that, you know, just has your name, your LSAC number, usual stuff, and then kind of talks about whatever LSAT information you need to impart. So that could include, you know, why you have like four cancellations or something like that, or why there are so many large gaps in between your LSAT takes. It could be for anything related to the LSAT that you feel that you need to explain. Not super duper often, but schools will also ask you if they want specific LSAT related information. That's also where you would put that information. You put it in an LSAT addendum and attach it. So it's very similar to your GPA addendum, you know, where you say, hey, I got this class. I didn't realize I was registered for it in my community college. That's why I got an F on it. It's like essentially a clerical error. You know, that's where you'd add that information. So it's very similar to that, but it's for the LSAT.
Yeah, and you would use it for something like, oh, you know, let's say you took the LSAT three times. The first time you took it, you got a good score. The second time you tanked it, and then the third time you had another great score or something. You know, just a weird oscillation. And, you know, for me and Ala, we both took the test six times. That raises some questions about like, okay, why'd you take it six times? You know, that's just more than usual, more than a normal person would take, I think.
Yeah.
So that's why we, spoiler alert, wrote addendums for our applications last year. So do you want to talk about your experience first with your addendum?
Sure. Yeah. So I took the LSAT five times after whatever reset date that they had. And so I have one take from way before. And I believe that might have been canceled. So I think I had a cancel on that one, I think. And then
canceled was five.
Yeah. And then I had five.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so knowing that, I also had an excellent score on record, and as Anonymous says, you know, like, I wish it would speak for itself. It does. I promise you it does. I wouldn't have had the cycle I had if it hadn't spoken for itself. That being said, there are some schools, I believe it was about four or five schools on my list, where I had combed through the application instructions, and in the application instructions, it said, if you increased your LSAT score by more than like 4 points or like 5 points, different schools had different standards, you need to attach an addendum. So I did write addenda for those schools, and I did submit the same one to every school, and I kept mine really straightforward. So Kevin will tell you a little bit more about his, but mine was like just about three or four sentences. It was very straightforward. It just said, hey, I knew how important the LSAT was for applications. I wanted to give my best to it. It wasn't ideal, but I wanted to use up all my attempts if I needed to make sure that my practice tests were reflected in my official score. So I just kept at it and I took it all five times because I needed to take it all five times in order to get my score. That was pretty much it. And I submitted only to the schools that did in fact require it. I didn't bother mentioning it to any of the schools that didn't have that in their application requirements, but I followed instructions essentially, right? I just attached it when it was asked, and I didn't add it when it wasn't in the application instructions.
Yeah, and before we get to mine, I guess I want to ask a quick question to you is, you know, on your application, it's going to list all your LSAT scores that you've taken in the last 5 years. So did you have any schools reach out to you and say, hey, could you explain why you took the test this many times?
No, that didn't come up. And I'm honestly not super duper surprised that it didn't come up. It's just because I think there's a tendency to think that like something like an addenda is going to like draw some unwanted attention, which I think our listener here that wrote in also feels the same way, right? Yeah, I'd want to avoid drawing negative attention. I don't think you have to worry about that too much. You're going to have lots of, you know, fellow applicants that have also taken it 5 times. Not as many applicants around you that have gotten a 176 after taking it a lot, you know, 5 times, but you're going to have quite a few applicants around you that have also done that. And I don't think we have to assume that it's negative attention. I think, as Dean Z said in that podcast episode, it can draw a question. I'm not sure it's a negative question. So I think it's advantageous to think about it more like, okay, this is like odd, not that it's bad.
Yeah, you don't want to write a tale of woe in your
No.
addendum, but it can just be nice to know, like, hey, here's what happened, you know,
Yep,
and just be
exactly.
straight to the point. We're gonna be lawyers, we're gonna have to be straight to the point some in the future anyway. So I guess going to my
Yes,
experience now.
please.
I took the LSAT 6 times, and all of them fell into the 5 and 5 years thing. So you're probably asking, like, well, how did you take it 6 times in 5 years? Yeah, good question. I appealed to LSAC because I had some issues with one of my tests and basically gave me another opportunity.
Yep. And that's
Technical
a fun
difficulties.
fact, by the way. If there is any grounds you feel there is for an appeal towards your 5 count or your lifetime 7 count, there is a process in which you can ask LSAC to consider giving you another take, and they have been known to do that, like Kevin.
Yeah, that's a discussion for another day, you know. But, you know, basically, if you're reasonable and you're
Yeah,
just
if you're
like, hey,
reasonable, yeah, you can at least ask. Nothing's wrong's gonna happen with
sure.
you, you know, if you just ask. Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyhow, I took it 6 times. I scored, I think, 168 3 times on 3 separate occasions. I was like, basically, my issue was, it's like, I knew I could score a 170. And, like, in practice, I'd done it multiple times, but I just never did on test day until my last attempt, where I got a 174. So, in that sense, you know, I wrote an addendum explaining, like, okay, here I had anxiety. You know, I talked a little bit about, you know, my bad first test experience. On my very first test, I got a 153, which was the same as my diagnostic, and I just had a really bad test day. And I was like, you know, part of it was too, I don't think I took it as seriously as perhaps I should have the first time around. But basically, you know, my test experience that first time scared the dickens out of me. You know, I was like, I'm good at tests. You know, my GPA says I'm good at tests. You know, talked about that. And then as I continued taking the LSAT, I slowly got better and figured out that, oh, I can conquer this test. There's nothing in here that says I can't succeed in law school because I, you know, exhibited the perseverance and the hard work and trying to get that score across. So that is a little different approach, not as short and sweet as Olive's was, not straight to the point necessarily. It was a bit more narrative, I guess. And to be honest, I don't really think it really changed my application all that much.
No, it did not. It didn't change outcomes either for some of those
Yeah.
schools.
Yeah. I actually sent it to every school. I'm pretty sure I sent it to every school. And, you know, I got into some great schools. Just like all I got in grade schools. And
Yep.
actually, you know, with a school that we won't name, we both sent those addendums we just described to you, very different kinds of addendums.
So I didn't send one, and Kevin did send
Oh,
a
you didn't send one.
narrative. Yeah, so I didn't
Sorry.
send one to that school, to the same school, and it's a great school. It's the same school that we're talking about. I did not send an addendum because it wasn't in their application instructions. So I didn't attach one because I followed the directions they gave me. And they didn't require one for an LSAT for any reason. So I didn't put one in. And Kevin did attach one. And we both got rejected from that school.
Yeah. So, you know, take with that what you will, but
Yeah.
I guess the thing we're going to try kind of transition into this next topic here in this discussion is that, you know, your LSAT score and your GPA gets you in the door, right? That's like their first litmus test that they're doing. Like, hey, we need medians. We got to meet our medians. We want this LSAT score. We want this GPA. Get those first. Once you get in there, though, it's not just your addendum. It's not just your personal statement, right? It's a collection, an amalgam of all this stuff, and you need to put your best foot forward, obviously. But you know, an LSAT addendum explaining your situation is not going to make or break your application. Again, unless it's the tale of woe. We don't want the tale of woe.
Yep. The way I like to put it is that stats are necessary, but they're not sufficient.
Yeah,
right.
That's
so
great.
There are some schools where I thought that my stats would be like the thing that would, you know, help me coast by. And that's not how applications work, right? Yes, your LSAT and your GPA are hugely important because they won't really consider you super seriously if you aren't at a certain level with your score and or with your GPA, right? But after they start considering you, they're looking at a wide range of factors. They're looking at your work experience. They're looking at, you know, what sort of narrative you bring to the table. What do you care about? You know, what sort of differences are you hoping to make in the system or to the system, right? Just so many different things that at some point it becomes this sort of very much a it's out of your control type of thing. So control what you can control. Do your best, right? Don't write an LSAT addendum, which is a tale of woe. Don't do that. That's in your control. You don't have to do that. But after you control what you can control, you kind of have to leave the rest up to chance, luck, destiny, God, fate, whatever you happen to believe in, right?
Yep.
Whatever helps you sleep at night, you know, choose your poison, so to speak. And that's just kind of how you move forward. That's what I had to do. And that's also, I think, sort of how I've recovered from the application cycle myself, is I'm very fortunate to have the results I've had. But also understanding that so much of this is out of our control. It's like hearing back from a job that you interview for, you know, them picking you or not picking you sometimes has something to do with you, but a lot of times it just has to do with who they're looking for, what kind of, you know, role they're trying to fill, you know, what their culture is like, just so many different things. And there's only so much you can control. And your LSAT addendum isn't going to like sink or swim your application. That's just not how it's going to impact it, you know, unless you make some really bad choices with how you write it.
Yeah. Don't put swear words into your application materials. That's a bad idea. You know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So another thing I think law schools are looking for is fit as well. You know, they want you to fit their culture, kind of like what they're going for. So for me at, you know, Virginia, I'm going to Virginia this year. They have a different culture than, say, Columbia, right?
Or Georgetown.
Or Georgetown. Yeah, is where all is going. So, you know, in that sense, that's hard, even harder to control because we don't know what the fit is, right? Because we're not directly speaking with those people. And
yep.
So again, that's probably even more out, like I said, more out of control. So don't even, I guess, again, don't worry necessarily too much about what your addendum should say necessarily, or what it should, what it's going to do as an app, as an effect. If you put your best work in there and you think it's going to help, you know, just, hey, I'm going to have an honest conversation with this application officer. Great. Go ahead and do that. It didn't change my application at all. Sounds like it didn't really change Ala's application too much in our cycles. So yeah, it's not going to make or break, sink or swim your application.
Yeah. So, and to just loop back to Anonymous's question from the top of this podcast, would you recommend writing an addendum? We would recommend writing an addendum if the application requirements ask you to make sure at the, you know, it's like, I've been reading actually this book called Getting to Maybe. And like, I've been reading another book as well, which is just, you know, about like 1L year and just like law school in general. And the one thing that seems to supersede all of the advice that's in these books is you gotta listen to your professor. If your professor disagrees with something that's in this book, listen to your professor, not us. Right.
Yeah.
So it's like that. Any advice that we might give you is superseded by what the application requirements tell you to do. All right. So
absolutely,
whatever the directions say, you got to follow those directions, which is why, you know, I wrote an addendum for the ones that asked for an addendum. And for the ones that didn't, I think it's a coin toss for me. I don't know about you, Kevin. I don't think it's going to like super duper hurt if you just say like, hey, I, you know, wanted to do my best on the LSAT. I kept taking it. This is why I took it. But I also think it's completely, absolutely fine for you to just not write one, because plenty of people take the LSAT 5 times or 6 times and there's no reason that you have to explain it. And given that Dean Z has, you know, made it a point on a podcast to say that it does in fact raise questions to take the LSAT 5 times, you would be in your best interest to probably include an addendum.
Yeah. Yeah, it's much more common nowadays for people to take the test multiple times. So don't know if this trend's going to continue with that sort of question that Dean Z is asking, but yeah, if she's asking for it, probably should include that. So, but again, if for me, when I sent it to every school, I don't think that was necessary. I don't think it really changed my results all that much. However, you know, if these schools really wanted to know, and let's say they didn't mention it in their applications, if they really wanted to know what's going on with your LSAT stuff, they will reach out to you. Yeah. It's a very open process. So don't worry about, like, I don't know, holding back information or something. I don't know. They will ask if they really care about it.
Yep. And there's no shame in any of this. Taking the LSAT 5 times or 6 times is not something that you have to be ashamed of. Kevin and I are definitely not. Honestly, we are more than happy and thrilled and so glad that we did that in our application cycles and in our best interest for the LSAT, because we would not be going to the schools we are going to if it were our second highest LSAT score, for instance, right? Yep. We stayed with it. We stuck with it. And we did it this way because it was what we had to do to get through it. Was it ideal? No, but when is life ever ideal?
Yeah.
But what is ideal is that we got the scores we wanted. We had successful cycles, and we're going to schools that we're very happy with. And that is ultimately what matters. And these little details, I'm not going to call them like minutia, like they're not miniature. They're not non-existent details. They are relevant details. And if an application asks you, you should put it in. But please don't feel like it's your LSAT addendum is going to be the thing that that makes a particular call on your application. I think that's quite unlikely.
Yeah, that's a great point. And I don't think we could end on a better note than that. So do you have anything else you want to add? Or
no, I'm good. Thank you for writing in. It's always nice to want, you know, Kevin and I to wait. Maybe we should include a baseball reference in here.
Oh, right.
I feel like that will break the streak if we don't do that.
Maybe like your necessary sufficient thing you're talking about, play in the major leagues, but you don't have to hit a home run all the time.
Yeah, maybe the other one I was thinking of is like sometimes when like the ump makes a call and the player doesn't react so that it's to their benefit. Sounds kind of like illicit, but it's not. It's just you play the game, you follow the instructions, you do the best that you can, and then you kind of just like go with it. So if you don't want to call attention to it, don't call attention to it. But it's also like the ump is doing their job. They're calling the strikes or they're calling the balls. That's kind of what they do. So either way, you're totally fine.
Yeah.
What's going to happen is going to happen. I don't know if that landed or not.
Maybe, but we're baseball podcasts. So
yeah, we're baseball podcasters and we have to live up to our name. So
enjoy the game, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us, I think. Thanks so much for listening today. Email daily@lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, y'all.